Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, so I could cut the music off. Hello. Hey, LaRue, how are you? I miss you. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I'm good. I'm good, Janine. How about you?
I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
How
are
children doing?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, babe.
I was asking LaRue how her children were doing.
Oh, my kids are fine. My granddaughters are fine, you know, excited about Christmas. So, yeah, everything is good. Everything is good. How's your family?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I talked to you since I got a grandbaby now. So
No.
Yeah, I had my first grandbaby. Super, super excited. She just wants to take my heart, LaRue.
I know. They'll do that. Grandchildren will do that. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How old is she now?
She's still one.
One. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they do the month thing too until, you know, for a while. So she's like over one. When was she one?
She just made one this year in February, so she'll be two next February.
Well, it's coming up soon. She'll be two soon.
I know.
Yes, yes. What's her name?
Her name is Emerald Sarai Nurse.
Emerald?
Mm-hmm.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that?
Like an emerald, E-M-E-R-A-L-D, Emerald Sarai Nurse.
Oh, Emerald. Okay. I was thinking about Emerald, E-M-E-R-I-L, like the man, Emerald Lagasse, the cook, the chef.
Yeah.
Emerald. Pretty. Very pretty.
In the tradition of her family, her husband's family, her Trinidadian and Jamaican, they named after the letter of the grandfather, of the father's father. So Earl is his dad's name. So all her children will be E names.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Are they living in Jamaica?
No. They live in North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Wonderful. I'm looking to see if I can find a pretty verse. Go ahead and talk. I'm looking through this little book I have. See what
So we'll give it another minute and then we'll get started. It'll be 8:05 by then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me see who.
Not for that. Carla has her show on Sunday. Is that at this time?
No, I think it's over at 7.
Oh, okay.
Or 8. I'm not sure.
So for you, it's still like 5:00, right?
No, it's
in Chicago.
It's 7:22 here in Chicago.
Oh, so just an hour. 7:22?
Mm-hmm. Wait. I'm sorry. 7:04. But the computer says 7:22. It must be wrong.
Okay. Alrighty then. I think we'll go ahead and get started. Hopefully others will come and join us tonight. Mm-hmm. But where two or more are gathered, there I shall be in the midst. And we know that to be true.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank Janine for hosting us tonight back on the love journey. It feels good to hear both of your voices and to just be in that beautiful presence that we've always experienced from our beautiful lady love on a love journey. And, of course, as we are here tonight to celebrate our beautiful sister Tracy Graham, we know that her earthly experience was truly a love journey.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to begin with a prayer.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, dear God.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear God.
Thank you, God.
As we take a moment just to enjoy the beautiful breath that is the life of God flowing through us, that we are so grateful to be able to experience. I just ask you just to take a moment to just be in that stillness and enjoying the breath and thinking the beautiful thoughts of love.
Yeah.
As you bring Tracy into this experience with us. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Divine Father, Blessed Mother, Merciful Holy Spirit, all of our angels and spirit guide, ascended masters, ancestors, we are so grateful. We're so grateful for the gift of life with the very breath that is flowing through us as God the good, omnipotent. We thank you that you blessed us to wake up today, and that for many of us, we're almost about ready to move into restful sleep. And so we thank you that you have brought us through this day. We thank you, dear God, for the coming together of these beautiful queens who are here to honor an amazing woman.
Yeah.
A beautiful gift that you gave to us to share her light and to share her love on the planet and through our beautiful island of Jamaica. Thank you, dear God, as we call our beautiful sister spirit, Tracy Graham, into this circle of love. And we're just here to honor her for the being of light and love that she was here on this earthly plane and for the absolute light and love that she is on the other side. As she expands the universe onto her next exciting adventure.
Yeah.
So we just thank you, God. We thank you for each and every one that is here.
Yeah.
We ask that you bless each of their families and loved ones. And those that are not here or not able to be here, Lord, we ask that you would just bless them as well. We know that their desire to be here and their love for Tracy has them keeping her on their mind and heart. We thank you that you order this service and that you bless everyone. Through the power and the consciousness of the Christ within us, we say thank you, God, and so it is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so
amen.
It is.
Amen. Amen. That was a great prayer. I wish that
was. Thanks and praise. Someone just joined us.
That was Deborah.
Oh, hey, Dee.
Hi, Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Peace and blessing on your
mute.
Hey there. Peace and love to you, Queen. Thank you so much for being here.
Sure. I'm glad to be
so,
here.
So, yeah, give thanks and praise. So I wanted to share this message from the Daily Word.
And when I was looking through and the word stood out, loving presence, I certainly do see Tracy as a beautiful, loving presence. And it says, the affirmation is, the presence of God is with me at all times and in all places. Whatever challenge I may meet, and we all know that Tracy had a challenge in her body, that she was having to experience in this lifetime. So whatever challenge I may meet, I do not have to meet it alone. I do not have to go through anything alone. For God is a loving presence that is always with me. And I know one thing about Tracy, she always kept that in her heart. She said, no matter what, I know God is with me. I've heard her say it, and I know she felt his presence. If ever I feel separate from the presence of God, I say aloud or silently, God is with me now. I affirm this truth again and again until I begin to feel God's loving presence. And, you know, as I'm reading these words, I know that she is feeling God's loving presence. And wherever she is, she's feeling the beautiful presence of divine love. I affirm this truth until a new realization of my oneness with God sweeps over me. I remember that I am not alone now, nor will I ever be alone. In the heights or in the depths of experiences, God is with me. God is with me at all times and in all places. Wherever I am, God is. Wherever I go, God goes with me. Whatever I have to do, God is working through me to accomplish great things.
Yes.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for working through Tracy to accomplish great things. She, oh my gosh, that was her heart's desire, was to have everybody come to Jamaica. She had such a passion to share that beautiful island with everyone.
Yes.
And that was her, you know, that was her purpose for getting that villa, to having her guest house, so that people could come and they could experience Jamaica in a way that they wouldn't normally be able to do if they stayed at a hotel or one of the big resorts. Her heart was to make it feel like home for people.
Yes.
And I remember when she first, when I first connected with her after she had bought the place, and we sat and had the longest talk about her vision. And, you know, we talked about retreats, and she said, yes, see. They bring the ladies, bring them. And honestly, I'm just so grateful. So grateful that many of my beautiful sister friends had an opportunity to embrace her and embrace her heart and participate in her vision. And, you know, many times, you know, I've said when I've brought people to Jamaica, I'm sure they want to maybe be in a more luxurious place. But my heart was to be there with my sister to support her business, to support her vision.
Yes.
And, you know, that's just what we do. So, anyway, I wanted to just share that, and I'm going to turn it over to anyone else who would like to share any thoughts or feelings about Tracy. And then we are going to have some music. Janine is going to play some music for us, and at the time that the music is playing, I would like for us to light our candle in honor of your sister. So we'll be doing that in just a little bit. So I'm going to turn the talking stick over to whomever would like to share.
This is LaRue. I want to share first after you. I want to say about Tracy, the first time I met Tracy, you know, coming to her guest house, and her mom was there. Her father was still living at the time in one of the rooms with his, you know, caregiver. And it was just like being home, you know, for me. It was just like being home. Tracy sat down and talked to me about how she was living in London, and, you know, she had a really good job, and, you know, she was really, you know, she thought she was pretty happy. But she came to this particular time, she came to Jamaica to visit, and the opportunity came to purchase the villa, and she said, I'm going for it. I'm stepping out on faith because this is what I want to do with my life. I want, like you said, Reverend Z, to have a place that's like home in Jamaica. And I certainly, certainly felt that. And one of the memories I have of Tracy was one of the times, because I've stayed there twice, but one of the times that I've stayed there, I can't remember which time it was, but she had made this concoction up with Jamaican rum, marijuana. It was, you know, like the buds, you know, the grass, the seeds. What do you call it? What do you call that? The flower, I guess.
Yeah,
so,
flower.
So it was rum, it was the flower, and it was a Jamaican allspice. It wasn't like our allspice here in America. Mm-hmm. And because I was having like a little scratchy throat or something like that, and she told me just take it was like a Jamaican remedy, right? So just take one little capful, because it was in one of those you know, just like a pint bottle, I think it was a pint bottle. I don't know too much about liquor, but anyway, it was in a pint bottle, so it was, you know, rum and the marijuana and the allspice, and just one little teeny capful. And so I would take that every morning before we went out to the market or wherever we were going to go that day. And it really, really helped. I mean, it didn't, you know, make me high or anything like that, but I just felt so cared for. And that was the big feeling that I really got from Tracy. I just felt so cared for. And I know Tracy was really excited about us coming this particular time, especially for, you know, the 75th anniversary of Bob Marley's birth. But I know as a Christian, her spirit is still with us. And, you know, it's just, I can have tears come to my eyes, but I can also live with the realization that, because Tracy lived out her dream and she shared it with me, and I can say that she inspired me to live my dreams and to do what it is that I feel that God has me to do in the world. Tracy, I carry your spirit with me. I still talk to you. I know I will feel your spirit even more when I'm actually in the country of Jamaica. So, sweetheart, just soar. Have your spirit be just as strong as it was here on earth, and I will always love you, Tracy.
Amen, amen, and us. Thank you, Miss LaRue, for that beautiful offering of love to our sister Tracy.
And we will get a chance to go to the guest house, won't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely we will. I mean, where we're staying is right across the road, so absolutely.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that her mother and daughter are there so we can really embrace them.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
Yeah, love up on them. Yeah.
Okay.
My intention, our intention.
Anybody else would like to share?
Wow, that was beautiful. I just want to say that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I'm going to just kind of piggyback on what LaRue said, because I love telling this story. So, when I was living in Mommy Bay, Tony and I had moved there, and we were living right in that little gated community. And when I used to walk around, I used to love to walk. And it was just so beautiful early in the morning. You know, all that was out was some dogs, you know, walking, you know, around. And just the beautiful sunshine, just a beauty. What can I say? You know, Jamaica. And I would walk past the Villa Loyola. And at the time, it was occupied by monks. They were the original, from what I understand, they were the original owners of that villa. And I used to see, you know, I used to see a couple of them walking around with their black, you know, long robes on. And I used to just stand there at that fence and look in. And I said, oh, my God, people are going to think you lost your mind. But it was like I was captivated by this place, you know, and then the presence of monks being there. It was just amazing. So one day I just was bold enough to ask one. I saw a for sale sign, and I asked him, I was like, you know, property is for sale. And he said, yes, we're going to have to let it go. And, you know, me, I wanted to ask a million questions. And maybe I did. I just don't remember, like, you know, how long have y'all had it? And what do y'all do here? You know. But I said, you know, after I kind of walked away, I was like, I want that. I want that. I want to come back and buy this. I want this money. I want this property, guys. Hear me, Lord. I want this property. And so anyway, when I came back after, I guess, a couple of years or so, I found out that my Tracy had purchased it. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, that is so wonderful. I said, okay, I got that. It wasn't for me, but it was for you. And so it's still a part of my dream, you know, because I'll get to come in. I'll get to hang in around in here. I'll get to experience it, you know. So it was just beautiful. It was just really, really beautiful. And, you know, just had such a beautiful time with it. And, you know, it was when Tracy was first experiencing her health challenge, she's always been throughout the whole experience, she's always been positive. She's always said, Z, darling, darling, Z. And she would tell me about all the things that she was doing, the how she had changed her diet. And, yeah, I mean, you know, she was just doing all the things that she could to support her health and well-being. So she never heard her say a word about anything other than all is well. It's everything is good, darling. Everything is wonderful. And she was just that positive when we spoke that Saturday before she left. So that's just who she was. Many people have said to me since I posted the pictures that they really got a sense of who she was just from seeing her beautiful spirit in those pictures.
Yes.
That beautiful, beautiful, beautiful smile. Her beautiful smile.
Yes,
hey, Miss Jackie.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Love to you, my darling.
Peace
yes.
Hi,
Jackie.
Blessings, queen. Who's that? Was that you, LaRue?
That's me.
Blessings to you.
That's me.
Yes, I am truly blessed and highly favored. I came in on when you were speaking about Tracy, how well treated you felt, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my
That's
God.
So
I have heard so much from her through Z, and when we met, it was like I already knew her. It was like we were already kindred spirits, you know. And we never missed a beat, you know, and the love that I received from her. And I'm just truly grateful that I had the opportunity to meet her, to be in her presence, and to be loved on by her. You know, she was so positive, and I was able to be encouraged from her through my healing as well. So, you know, and, you know, even as she has transitioned, you know, she continues to live in our hearts forever.
Yes,
he does. You know?
Yes, he does.
Yes, yes. So, I'm kind of heavy, but it is in love.
Yes, it's all in love.
I love you, Tracy.
Yes.
Tracy, I love your beautiful smile. I love the way you held me and you rocked me in your arms. You told me that everything would be all right and that I'm already healed. Thank you, Tracy, for loving me.
Yes.
Your love will always live within me. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Love never dies. Love never dies.
And I'm looking so forward to coming, you know, when I went to Jamaica and stayed there, every morning I got up and I sunbathed. I went out and I sat there and I just allowed the sun to just absorb me and I just was lost in love, captivated in love, captivated in love. So I look around and all I saw was God's beauty and I was a part of that beauty.
Yes. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh my God! And when before we left, we went to see the sunset, the sunrise, and I watched Tracy run on the beach. It was so beautiful to see her sit there and just watch the sunrise. Just be with self, you know, and I had that beautiful experience. Thank you, Z. Thank you so much, my queen.
Give thanks.
Y'all took me to some beautiful places. Being on the beach, we went out to the club.
Yes.
We took pictures, posted up.
Yes,
had
yes,
a great,
yes.
Marvelous time. Yes, yes, yes. And smoking on the ganja. It was
I remember when she showed us how to use that that pipe thing. But you just use the steamer, she called it, I think. Oh, she loved sharing her ganja.
I mean, she just. Such a beautiful. Thank you so much, Tracy. I love you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jackie. Thank you for your beautiful expression and bringing those wonderful memories back. Just hanging out with her, and she always had the most amazing people come and visit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like
God.
Everybody
yeah.
that came there, it's like she just soaked them up and they soaked her up, you know. She just embraced everyone and we got to meet some great people and have some wonderful conversations.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So free-spirited.
Absolutely. Yeah, she is. Yes, she is. Yeah, you know, I said I was going to stop talking about her as in the past tense. She is still that.
Yes,
she is. Still is that. So, thank you. Janine, did you have anything that you wanted to say? I was going to ask anyone else if they wanted to say anything before we put some music on. So we can, Tracy can feel that love vibe, Jamaica, man.
Wow. There's so many things when I think about Tracy. The last thing she said to me was, Janine, I need you to come down here and teach me how to love me. She said, I think part of my experience in this journey is that I didn't know how to love me. And it's interesting how you view people on the outside and how people view themselves. Because I thought Tracy was so beautiful. She had this sleek panther-like body and pretty subtle chocolate skin. And when she, like Jackie said, when she was running on the ocean and the sun glistened her skin, the bronze and the beauty of her skin just glistened, and the big presence of her smile. And I just thought, wow, how could she not love such a big presence? But then I had to think about myself. I didn't love me, and it took me a long time to learn that journey. I'm still on it. So this is with no judgment, but I thought, oh, she's so amazingly beautiful. But the other thing is her motherly energy. She has such a motherly, nourishing energy, you know, in her affection, in the way you touch, you felt the spirit of love. And LaRue said something so powerful. She said, love never fails. Every time she touched, hugged, or was in your presence, you felt the presence of love in her.
Yeah.
You know, what was interesting is that when Zakiya called me and said she wanted to do something, and I was open to bringing it to the love journey, the one thing that came to my mind is some words that T.D. Jakes, he spoke this at Whitney Houston's funeral, and I thought they were so appropriate for our beautiful Tracy, because he talks about how love conquers death. And if you don't mind, it's maybe about maybe 3 paragraphs. I'm going to read it if you all don't mind, just to remind us that no matter what happens in life, love conquers all things, but in particularly death. He said, it's in moments like this, it feels like death has won. But the Bible say love is stronger than death. Our hearts may be heavy, tears flow down, your spirits are wounded. You look around and everybody you love and everybody you can count on and everybody you can trust seem to be slipping through your fingers, and it feels like death has won. The first family, when Cain killed Abel, it looked like death had won. Noah escaped the flood, still he died. It looked like death had won. Isaiah was an eagle eye prophet. He could see thousands of miles, years away. Still he died. It looked like death had won. Habakkuk had come as a prophet to Israel, spoke truth so powerful and so profound, but no matter how close he was to God, he still died. It looked like death had won. You see, scientists and astronauts and politicians, and we think of great sages of the ages, and no matter how profound, prolific, or bright they were, still they died. It looked like death had won, but the Bible kept saying that love is stronger than death. And they went at it like 2 gladiators in a fight. Every time they entered into the ring, it looked like death had won. And I know to some of you today, it looks like death has won, but I rose to tell you that 2,000 years ago, love rolled right into the ring and said, wait a minute, death. You've been bullying people for a long time, but I want to set the record straight that love is greater than death. You see, love rolled up his sleeves, and they fought all over Jerusalem and wrestled all through the cross, and the fight went down to the grave, and death said, see, I did to you just like I did to all the rest of them. Death started having a party on Friday night. You see, death was partying all night, getting lit. But it was one of those weekend parties that lasted all the way through Friday night, all Saturday, and it looked like death had won. But early Sunday morning, love rolled up his sleeves and said, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. And snatched and grabbed death and took the sting out of death and the victory out of the grave. And I want you to understand in a very practical and pragmatic way that death has not won. Your tears may flow, your pain may come, the flowers will wither, the cars will all be filled and filed away. The phone gonna stop ringing. The cakes and pies all stop coming. And don't you dare think that death has won. You see, you will learn what all of us know who have lost people we love. You'll be driving down the street one day, and you'll hear Tracy's voice talking in your head, something she said. Or you'll see her smile, and something she did will pop up in your spirit, and you'll giggle inside all of yourself, as if she was sitting in the car with you, and you will find that the people that you really love may leave outwardly, but they never leave you inwardly. May the love of God and the peace of Holy Spirit, the sweet communion that knowing you are an expression of the Most High God, keep you in this period in life when it might appear that death has won. But that's a lie. Love will last forever, for God is love. For God is love. Don't you ever forget that God is love. Mm-hmm. You are love. Mm-hmm. And we are never separated when we recognize that the Spirit will always live. Love never fails. Love never fails.
My joy, girl, my love won't fail you now.
We said our goodbyes.
Babe.
And you're no longer mine.
Hey.
But remember one thing.
It kept breaking up, but you know, we always love to hear him.
Yeah.
We felt the essence. Yeah, it was breaking up a lot.
You should text me.
I was so wrapped up in it. I had Tracy's picture. I was looking at Tracy's picture, and I was listening to Kim, and, you know, just into the vibe. So it was all good. It's all good.
It's all good.
Same here. Same here.
I did want to read a couple of did everyone get a chance to light their candle as the music?
Yeah, I lit my candle.
I lit mine.
Awesome. So there were a couple of, I'm sorry, babe.
I think I hear the boom.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to say a little something before you do that, Z. I never got to meet Tracy physically, but first of all, I want to thank you, Janine, for that, because if I were to tell the truth, it seems to me that I haven't been... I haven't been the same since Tim passed in terms of feeling like death does win, you know, it's like, and then people around me transitioning that I might not even know, but because of the internet, you know about everybody's loved ones transitioning, and then some famous people, and then Adia's dad, Elijah, and then, you know, I needed to hear that. I needed to hear that. That made me sit up straight. Because I was talking to a guy friend of mine yesterday, and he was talking about he can't even go to Lexington Market because it makes him think about his mother, and that sadness lives within him. And then another friend of mine, whenever he hears a particular song, he thinks that, we talk about his mom a lot. And so I needed to hear that love never dies and never fails. You say never dies, LaRue, and you say never fails, and it's all the same.
It's all the
same.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so I never met Tracy, but because love is what it is,
yeah.
I feel like I did meet her in spirit because my dear friend Zakiya is such a loving person. And whenever she spoke of Tracy, it was just filled with so much love. Your words were so filled with love and appreciation for this soul that I never laid eyes on. But because you loved her and love her so much, I loved her. I didn't have to meet her. Love just oozed from your mouth and your words, and I look forward to going to Jamaica and meeting her. And so when I learned of her transition, I didn't feel cheated, though, because I know that's how life is. I didn't feel cheated, but I felt bad. Like, wow, so close. And I remember you saying, Z, how she said, you asked her if us coming, would that be too much for her? And she said she was not going to allow that disease in her body to stop her from living.
Mm-hmm.
And so she lived until she was no longer here in the physical.
Yeah.
She kept right on living. And she continues to live, as you said, as many of us have said.
Yeah.
Because we are. Here we are talking about her. I'm talking about her. Never touched her physically. Never laid eyes on her. It wasn't until I saw the pictures you sent me, Z, And I saw on Facebook that I remember I had seen her face before in some of the pictures you all had taken when you all had gone to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
And but I hadn't really paid much attention to the pictures, her, because I didn't know her, and I hadn't been really, you hadn't really had talked much about her at that time, because I don't think you and I were as connected at that during that period. But I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I almost didn't come online because there's a sadness that lives within me that felt like death does win and was winning. It's just like it's going to win, you know, it's just going to keep on winning. And, I had walked around with a lot of fear about, and I still live differently. I live differently. I hope I live better, but I don't know if it's better or just differently. But just the thought of people I love no longer being here makes me want to, you know, appreciate people while you're here. And sometimes, you know, people, they don't know my motives, but I just want to, you know, reach out, and then sometimes it makes me withdraw. So just the thought of someone I love, the many people I love, especially the ones that I might connect with on a regular basis, or even not a regular basis, but just that I love and knowing you on the planet makes me feel good. You know, like you, LaRue, I haven't talked to you in ages, but knowing you're here, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
me. You know, like I just, you know, so love doesn't let death, won't allow death to have the last word. And so we are having the last word this evening by sharing our love for this beautiful soul, because I could see and feel through her smile that she would have been a great deal of fun.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Had a great deal of giggles with her. I know it, and you all know how I like to giggle. So I would have had a great deal. So we go to, when we go to Jamaica, unless I want to make sure we giggle it up. We just,
yeah.
That would make her feel good, and I, you know, and so I thank you all for doing this. And allow me, Z, through you, to have touched Tracy's life, to have known her. I appreciate how deeply and how deep your love and dedicated your love was and is to this beautiful soul, and thank you. Mm-hmm. And so, love never, ever dies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Never,
never,
ever.
Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever. Never, ever, God. Yes. Thank you so much, Dee. Love is everything. Love is the answer to everything.
Yes,
and
yes,
it's the
yes.
answer to how we experience those and we may not see again, but we know they are always ever present with us. Love never ends.
I want to say, this is LaRue. I want to say something about when I was in Vegas, I met this beautiful minister at one of the churches that I asked, you know, could I find it? Was there a church that I could go to? Some of the people that I had met at the Cody Lee concert. And it just so happened this gentleman, his name is Kamau, was ordained by Barbara King in Atlanta. And Barbara King baptized my children, Nick and Joy, in Atlanta. When I lived in Atlanta, the 10 years I lived there, I went to her church. And what we were talking about death and some other things that had come up. But we were saying that once a person leaves their physical body, they are everywhere. Their spirit is everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I just think of Tracy. And I on the 19th of this month, my son-in-law's uncle Tignor who I had just met, and well, I didn't just meet him, but I had visited him in Vegas on my last day in Vegas, and he made his transition on the 19th of December. And when Ryan's mom, Edith, called, you know, texted me to say that he had made his transition, and she was so glad that I was able to be there, you know, to see him and, you know, visit with him, I realized that it's true. Once you make your transition, your spirit is everywhere. So you can always just think of Tracy. Couldn't you just think of Tracy? She's alive and she's real. Yeah. I mean, you know, so as much as we're going to miss her physically, we can always, always just close our eyes and open our hearts and just see her smile and just be with her spirit. And it's a good, good, good feeling. So, Tracy, again, you know, I love you. I will always love you. And until I see your spirit, when my spirit makes its transition out of my physical body, we will all be everywhere. You know, I just take such comfort in that. I just take such comfort in that. So,
thank you, God.
Yeah. Thank you for doing this service, you know, this memorial service, looking at my light. And I'm just saying, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And, you know, it's crazy.
We were talking about that at service today at church. We were lighting candles, and that was the last thing that we were left with is take your light and let it shine.
Yeah.
So we are the light. I have two people who were not able to join tonight that did send their thoughts, and I would like to share them because I know it's almost 9 o'clock, so I want to honor everybody's time. This one is from Jan. Jan lived in Jamaica for a long time. She was married to Brother Leroy.
We
did not get a chance to meet, but more about that. If you read my book, you'll know. Jan said, thanks. Our encounter with Tracy was love at first sight. To start with, she was still living in London, so our time together was short and sweet. On one of her trips home, she told us that her dream of living in Jamaica, where her parents were from, had finally manifested, and she was buying a home in Mommy Bay. Pops and I were delighted to have a friend in the hood. She had a deep love for the country and the people. Tracy was a people person, and it showed with all the beautiful people surrounding her. Tracy, your spirit will be missed and also appreciated for the fun, loving supergirl you are. Supergirl you are. And then she says at the end, we lost Wizzy, that was Tracy's dad. We lost Pops, that was Jan's husband, and my dear Pops, he was my Pops too. Now we lose you, but you will forever remain in our hearts.
Yeah.
Love you. And that's from Jan. Aww. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful words. Beautiful words of love. And then the other one is from Vonnie. She was not able to make it tonight. She had an appointment. So, you know, we just send love and light to her as well. So Vonnie says, sweet Tracy, though we didn't have the opportunity to lay eyes on one another and greet each other with a warm embrace, please know that your presence will never be forgotten, sis. You are our heavenly sis in a realm free of pain and suffering, a place where your divine presence will continue. Where you're a place where your divine presence will continue to elevate love consciousness. Your laughter and infectious smile will be greatly missed. Your appreciation of life will be carried on. Though short, I'm honored to have known you, for I know you are resting peacefully.
Yes, yes.
Ashe, my sister Vonnie, God bless you. for your beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. Ah. What is there left to say? Tracy, we love you so much. I love you so much. I'm praying, and you know, Janine, I would definitely want you to end us in prayer and to lift up her daughter, Sean. It's spelled S-I-A-N, Sean. Her mommy, I cannot think of her name. LaRue, do you remember her name?
I can't remember. Yeah. We need to lift her up.
We just called her mommy. It's probably why
mommy.
I never hear her name. You know, she was just mommy to me. So, and then, you know, I believe she had a brother and just family, all, you know, just everyone who loves her. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Janine, to pray us out. And I'd love to, if you could share some reggae music as we celebrate our sister. You know, Tracy loved to dance too, so she.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here, Jackie. I love you so much. I appreciate you, and so glad that I had an opportunity to share so intimately with you, Tracy, because it was just you and I when we stayed there the last time.
Oh, my God.
And we really got a chance to have some hangout time with our sister. So.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. LaRue, thank you so much for being here. I love you so much. I appreciate you. Deborah, thank you so much for being here. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your wonderful words and your thoughts and just sharing your heart. And we just appreciate you so much.
Beautiful.
And
yes.
Of course, Carla also sent her love. She wasn't able to be here, but she sent her love and light as well. So, Janine, my lovely, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, wow, it's been so long since I've been on a call like this.
Lady love.
You never forget.
Janine, it's like riding a bike. You don't forget.
They've changed so much on the how the music, and they took a lot of the music out. So I'm like, oh, she wants a reggae song. It may not be the best reggae on here, but it's gonna be reggae, okay? All right, I'm gonna get ready and center my mind as I. I just want to say it's such a pleasure to hear each and every one of you all's voices. And as we often don't get a chance to talk to each other, but you all are in my heart. And it was such a pleasure to hear each one of you all's voices. The depth and the clarity and the elegance of your words touched my soul. And I just want to say thank you tonight for this opportunity, not just because we shared in the spirit of the beautiful spirit, Tracy, but just in the beautiful spirit of how we love each other whenever we see each other, whenever we're in each other's presence, whether it's individually or collectively in a group, it's a pleasure to always be in you all's presence. And it's been a pleasure to know each and every one of you all individually. And I just want to say from the depth of my soul and the profoundness of my heart, I love each and every one of you all. From my heart, thank you for being you. Thank you for being the beautiful presence and gifts that you all have been in my life. Because of you all, I am. I have to honestly say, I know all of you are from the East Coast, and most of the people who get on the call have been from the East Coast. And if it weren't for the East Coast love, I don't know where I'd be today. Thank you so much.
We love you, love you, love you. Love you so much. I love you so much.
I love you too. And so as I enter into my place of love where I offer this gift of prayer, I just want to ask that we all breathe in the love and be reminded to love. I mean, I know that sometimes we get caught up in, you know, chasing money because we got to eat and pay bills and all the things that the facade of life distract us from the truth that there's nothing to do but to allow God's presence. And so in this right now moment, I just want you all to breathe in God's love and exhale everything that we've been told and all the stuff that we think we need to do. But in this right now moment, just breathe. and give thanks to God for our life, for our loved ones' life, for those who have shared their experience with us on this planet, who journeyed with us, who physically left the planet but will always be in our heart. I just want you to breathe in as we invite the ancestors into this call, as we call out Tracy's name, and as we call out our wonderful friends and family and those who have passed on, as we speak our ancestors right now, giving gratitude for the time that we had with them on this planet, for the time that we had to share love and realize that being right is not always important. To share our opinion is not always important, but to share our love. And I'm so grateful for this journey that I don't always have to be right and I don't always have to prove myself, but to always remember that love is more important. That's the last word, love. And so if anything I want to remember in this right now moment and not take away from Tracy and all those who have left the planet, is to remember to love. So if there's any disagreements or disharmony that we feel or have with anyone in our lives, I want you to send love right now. I just want you to go forth and see that person in your heart, in your mind, feel that presence of them, and just send them love and remind them no disharmony is more important than our love. And so we send love out to those people. We send the angels out to give them God's blessings. And we pray that blessings upon blessings and love upon them as we speak the words that God will eloquently place in my heart as we become still and know that I am God. And as I ask God to release from me all of myself, as I come empty in this right now moment, asking the Holy Spirit to fill my presence that I may speak from my higher myself, God, I ask you to give me a clean heart, create in me a clean spirit, God, that I may speak your words, God. Oh, that I may speak the words to somebody's heart tonight, God. That I may speak the words of you, Holy Spirit, to somebody's heart tonight, God. And we know that energy, no matter where we are, can be felt. And so as we place our energy into Tracy's loving daughter right now, Sean, as we place our energy into her loving family, her mother, her brother, and those that are left in this spirit, in this physical world, we ask our energy right now that they feel our love as you speak to them. Comfort, God. Divine Mother, Father, God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and speak to the hearts of the loved ones of Tracy right now, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet right now, God, with your presence, God, that each and every person under the sound of my voice will feel you right now, God, will feel you, your angels, and all of our ancestors around us right now, God, that we will be enfolded in the love of God and be surrounded by the light of God, that we will be protected with the protection of God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I ask you to come right now, God. Somebody need to hear from you right now, God. Somebody need to feel your presence right now, God. Oh, Father, somebody came with a heavy heart tonight, God. And I ask you to speak to them right now, God, and releasing them whatever heaviness that's in them right now, God. I ask you to bless their heart right now, God. Bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness, God. Oh, bring love where there's no love, God. I ask you to come, God, and touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, that you may touch every cell and every atom and every nucleus and every muscle fiber in our being, God, that it will be surrounded with the blue light of protection, God, that nothing shall penetrate ourselves but great health and love and joy and happiness, God, that we will be surrounded right now with the protection of health, God, that nothing can penetrate our health energy but love, God. I ask you to come right now and bless our bodies, God. Bless us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, God. Bless every cell, God, and return every cell in our body back to its highest vibration, God, that we will be activated in the consciousness of Christ in this right now moment, God. I ask you to come in this circle of love, God, and let us
be blessed by your love, God. Rain down your love upon us right now, God. I ask you to open up your doors, your windows, your heaven, and your gates, God. Oh, God, I'll ask you to rain down your love upon us and let us fill it in our spirit, God, and let us fill it in our hearts, God. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless those that love Tracy right now. They may be mourning. They may feel some
distance.
But I ask you to bring love and comfort them and hold them in their arms and just hold them and whisper in their ears that you will never leave nor forsake them, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I just thank you right now for your comfort, God. Somebody in this room right now, this circle needs to be comforted, God. I ask you to bring your angel wings around them right now and surround them in your love right now, God. Oh, bless them. And if there's anything that I need, may not know that needs to be prayed for, I ask you to bring it in for the altar right now, God. If any one of these ladies right now have a thing that they want us to pray for and don't want to speak it out loud, but want you to know, God, I bring it before the altar right now because you know. I don't need to know, but you know, God, all that needs to be known, and I ask you to bless it right now and disintegrate it into the light of love, God. I ask you to place it in your hands right now, God. If there's any worries of finances, God, I ask you to place it in your hands right now. Rain down the finances.
Thank you, Lord.
And as we move into the 2020 experience this year, God,
hallelujah.
I ask you for 2020 spiritual blessings, God, 2020 visions, God, 2020 financial blessings, God. Oh,
Holy Spirit,
I ask you to open up your windows, your gates, your doors, and your heavens and pour out a financial blessings upon each one of these ladies.
Hallelujah.
Guess what? Every tear that they cry will pour into the seas and bless them with so many blessings that there won't be room enough to receive it, God. I ask you to bless them,
praise
of God. I ask you to bring love life to the level that they want them to be, whether they have a relationship or waiting on a new relationship. Whatever it is, God, I ask you to bless it right now, multiply it, amplify it, and spiritualize it into the manifestation of the realness in their life, God. I ask for more travels in the world, God. I ask for more relationships, God. Relationships that will take them to places that only you can take them. God, I'm asking for uncommon type favor today, God. I'm asking you for an uncommon type favor over their life. That favor will be over their life, that everything they touch will not only turn to gold, but platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to bless and anoint their feet, that everywhere they tread, their feet will shall be upon your holy ground. And every eye will be your eyes, God. I'm asking for the spiritual anointing of Solomon, but not just wealth, but from Holy Spirit. And I'm asking for the anointing of David to be on our lips. Oh, God, our cup runneth over. Our cup runneth over, God. Oh, God, we just thank you right now for your Lord Tracy's life. God, we thank you, God, that we will take a lesson.
Thank you, Lord.
All things are always good. Nothing but good shall come to each and every person under the sound of my voice. And I wish
you
blessings of love, joy, happiness, and success as we move into the 2020 year of blessings, the year of uncommon favor, the year of financial significance, not just financial freedom, but that we could be significant to those who we could just write a check and say, here, do your thing, God. Oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
Oh, money, love, and success. In a mighty consciousness of love, I say amen.
Amen. That's right.
Yes,
that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. All that God has is ours. And I believe all we see. Thank you, Janine. Yes. I receive it.
Amen.
Cool. Well, I just love y'all so much, and oh my God, this just feels like old home week.
It does. It feels good.
You know,
each and every one of you.
Truly,
yes.
Tracy is bringing us all together anyhow, you know.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Coming together,
oh, yeah.
And this is just the beginning, the first travel party. She traveled on her spirit, and we're going to be traveling to see her soon as we embrace our beautiful Jamaica, because she is all about Jamaica.
Yeah,
I think I'm
going to
do some matchboxes for her. Yeah, I'm going to do some matchboxes for her. So found out her birthday and her death day. I'm not sure what other information I might put on there, but I'll be talking to you about that because I need to get those pictures. Some kind of way my phone is not working the way it should. I'm not going to be able to print off those pictures from Facebook. But I'll get maybe 4, 5, 6 different pictures, and you know, put them on matchboxes, and
I could probably send you some by text.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I can't get them off my phone. Something is wrong with my I don't know what it is, to be honest. I need a new phone probably. But I'll get with you and get some pictures and just make up some matchboxes, and I'll have some here for people. I'll take some to Jamaica and leave them, with her family. And
oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, I would like to do that for Tracy. Yeah.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you, LaRue. That's so beautiful. Yeah. We all love your matchboxes. I remember sitting in Chicago working on them matchboxes.
Woo!
That was such a beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Time to get together.
And I still have some on my refrigerator.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God. I love those matchboxes. And so one of my boxes my husband was using when he was barbecue. I'm like, why are you using the matches? He said, well, why are we having them if we can't use them? Oh,
use them.
Use
them. Yeah. Okay, well, listen, I'm going to go because I'm doing some Christmas baking, and I don't want to burn anything. And it was just a lovely, lovely time, and we will see each other soon.
Okay. All right, my beautiful queen.
All
God
right.
bless you and your family, and much happiness and joy for the holidays. And
yes,
to each and every
yes,
one
yes,
of you, thank you so much. I love y'all.
I love you all. Oh, may I just say hello to Lady Love. Lady Love, peace and blessings to you, my queen. How are you?
Yes, yes, yes. I am so blessed. Just blessings upon blessings, girl.
Yes, yes. And how's grandmotherhood for you?
Oh, my God, I didn't know that. I didn't know my heart could be so full. I mean, literally, when I just, the thought of her makes my heart expand. I'm like, what in the world? I just be addicted and a fiending for her. Like, oh, I can't wait to see her, because she lives out of town. So whenever I get a chance to see her, I'm always like, oh, my God. I'm so excited. And let me just tell you, every time I say I'm not buying her nothing else for Christmas, look, I bought some more stuff for her for Christmas today. I'm like, oh, my God. And it's not even like she need another thing. I can't understand.
How old is she?
She's not even one. Her birthday, she said the same birthday with DeBoer. She'd be 2 on February 19th.
What? Wow. Wonderful. And blessings to you, DeBoer. How are you, my queen?
I think she may have hung up.
Oh, she hung. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I wanted to get a love shout from Lady Love. It was so good to hear your voice, and I find myself sitting up in my bed asking these questions that when you sit up in your bed now, I say I understand what Lady Love be talking about now when she's sitting up in her bed. I'm like, everything seems to be happening in the bed, so I understand it now. And that's where I'm at right now, in the bed sitting up.
Well, that's because I'm a person, when I got a lot going on, I just go lay down. I'm like, oh, I just got to go lay down. And so I go lay down, girl. I got to lay down. So my husband was making a joke the other day. He said, you know when something's going on with me, she laying in the bed.
Yes. So, I found myself, I just recently asked the question, Lord, show me how to love myself through this process of healing. So
And then here we are here, and I'm still on my journey of healing. So thank you all.
Yes.
But this was a beautiful opportunity for us to come together in such a beautiful way.
Yes.
I'm grateful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You are beautiful.
Thank you all.
Jackie, you are beautiful and powerful, girl. So it's all it's your journey is our journey, and our journey is yours. And so it's just a pleasure to hear you and hear the power in your voice. Your voice is so much more stronger and so much more amazing and so much more forthright. It didn't have that much doubt like you used to. So whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm going to say I love you both. And, you know, thank you so much, Janine, once again, for just bringing all this together. And it was just a beautiful time. And
yes.
And happy holidays. You know,
yes.
Just continue to shine your light and love because you can't help yourself if you do. Thank you for those beautiful prayers of prosperity for us. As
yes.
we may we all go forth and receive that abundance gift
yes,
of prosperity
yes, yes.
that we all deserve. Yes, it is done. And so it is.
And
so
we'll
be checking back with you later. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you all. Love and light.
Love and light.
Happy holidays.
LaRue, it was
thank
good
you
to hear you too, honey,
you.
Mama.
Say what?
It was good to hear your voice as well, LaRue.
Yeah, yours too, Janine. Yours too, Jackie. And DeBoer, everybody, really. DeBoer,
yes,
you
yes,
know, Reverend Z.
You.
Reverend Z, did Mama like her crab cake?
Reverend Z just hung up, babe.
Oh, she hung up. Okay. All right, then.
All right.
You all have a
love
wonderful,
and light,
holiday
blessings. Thank
you.
You. Love you. All right, dear. Love you. So long.
Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Ooh, it was being recorded. I didn't even know that. I did not even know that.
Goodbye.